The image that the world has of a loving God, if he were to exist at all, is that he accepts people the way they are. It doesn't matter, so the thinking goes, what you do or what you believe, you'll be fine. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. As I said, that's the worldly view of God, and it's the view used most often to attempt to remold Christians into something more acceptable to the contemporary secular mindset. Here's how Scottish theologian Sinclair B. Ferguson responds. It is misleading to say that God accepts us the way we are. Rather, he accepts us despite the way we are. He receives us only in Christ and for Christ's sake. Nor does he mean to leave us the way he found us, but to transform us into the likeness of his Son. That's the truth that lies at the heart of the gospel. Our sin, let's call it for what it is the barrier between us and God that's removed when we put our faith in the Jesus who died to pay the price that God's justice demands of our sin and rose again to give us a new life. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I appeal to you therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. How do we respond? By being molded, transformed, literally metamorphosized into the image of God, not into the ways of the world. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Hey, living that new life is a challenge with all that the world will throw at you for trying. But the word of God is alive and active, which is why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.